A lot of people listening to this will say, actually, I quite sympathise with the government, because the last thing I want at the moment is a lot of taxpayers' money splurged out on these open primaries.
You're absolutely right, and I would object fiercely. You don't need taxpayer money at all. What you do need is a very simple change in the law to allow a local party in a constituency to write to the local returning officer and request that the next time the returning officer is organising a set of elections, that the local party be allowed to include an extra ballot paper, agree to meet the additional cost of that ballot paper, you're talking £500 or £600 maximum. The party would agree to provide the returning officer with the names of a shortlist and run as their candidate whoever the returning officer declared to be the winner from that process. It would cost the taxpayer no additional money at all. I think it would transform political engagement in this country. It'll revive our democracy. It'll mean that there's no such thing as a safe seat anymore.
Douglas Carswell, but steady on. As we all go about our business, is this supposed crisis of politics really at the front of our minds? Do we as a nation really genuinely want change? I'm on my way to a cafe to meet Ben Page, the chief executive of the polling group Ipsos Mori. He's mildly sceptical of the politics in crisis thesis.
If you ask people whether they think our politicians are somehow less good than in the past, they will almost certainly say yes, and that everything's going to hell in a handcart. But it's almost certainly not really true. Most people just have never said they trust politicians, and indeed one of my favourite opinion polls took place in the Second World War when a coalition government was fighting the Nazis, and even then, only 35% of people believed that politicians were acting in the interest of the country. It is true, however, that trust in some central institutions and trust in the government of the day does on some measures seem to be lower.
Another of the kind of panics of recent years has been that people are less interested in politics. They can't be bothered.
We've seen interest in politics per se really stay fairly stable since the 1970s, but it is true that interest in party politics is starting to decline. We see the rise of other parties apart from the big three. That does reflect some disillusionment with the two power blocks, but interest in politics per se, I don't believe, is collapsing. We get the politicians we deserve. People vote when things matter to them. We have seen falling turnouts in some elections recently, but nevertheless, the main issue is that, yes, people don't think politics works very well in this country. Yes, they say they'd like it to change, but it's not top of their list of priorities. They don't really care as long as they sort out the economy and various other things. They've got other things to worry about.